now the rude thing is, you know how you would ask somebody their, you know, who they voted for, mm-hmm. what religion are they? Those are rude. How much rude. Money they make.
Rude.
That's rude. So now Yahoo is saying if you ask somebody if they've gotten the COVID vaccine, that's rude.
But see, that doesn't make sense because now in all the dating apps, that's an option on the dating apps to put whether you've been vaccinated or not. Mm-hmm. Because if you have been vaccinated and you date somebody who has been vaccinated, that means you can get together and you can do the nasty or make out or at least just be in a room together.
Well, now people are judging other people if they've gotten it. So if you got, well, how did you get it before I got it? You know, what makes you so special?
That does drive me crazy, though, because I'm trying everything I can to get this vaccine. I'm on all those lists, the end of the day lists. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a national one. There's tons of local ones. Somebody actually sent me a text and said, this woman has connects at all the local hospitals for the end of the day list. Get on the list. So I texted her. I never heard back. You know, I'm trying. I'm trying to get on everyone's list because, you know, it's like, F me, I'm healthy. I'm not qualified in any way, shape, or form. I got to wait until they get to my age group. You know, it could be like another 2 months before I get my vaccine. So, you know, and then once in a while, I have a friend who's like, I've been vaccinated. I'm like, how did you, same thing, how did you get vaccinated? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't do anything for a living that would warrant that. And, you know, you're not, you don't have a pre-existing condition, as far as I know.
Right. But, you know, then I got my second one on Saturday.
But you did the end of the day thing. You did the
I got in for the first one. So I got in the first one and then they have to give you a second one.
Right, exactly.
So that's how I kind of broke in and got it. But I'm telling you, the second one kicks your ass. The first one, not bad. And they say the second one kicks your butt, and it does. I mean, it wasn't fun Sunday.
Did you have Moderna?
Moderna.
Oh, that's, I heard that one is harder for the second one than the Pfizer one.
Yeah, it kind of feels like you had the flu for one day afterwards.
How were you? Like, what kind of, tell me about all your symptoms. I want to prepare myself.
It's just like having the flu. So,
were you achy?
Achy, headache, feel like you're sick. Mm-hmm. It's not any fun. The day, Saturday wasn't bad. So I got it early Saturday. All Saturday was fine. The next day, not good at all.
Oh, it was Sunday that it hit.
Sunday that hit. So, but by Monday, good as new.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So it's just one day of hell.
One day of hell. But it's not like I'm dying, kill me now, hell.
It's just like uncomfortable, achy. You'll be fine, but you just know you're not feeling great. I've heard the Moderna one is more difficult than the Pfizer one because my friends that had the Pfizer one and my parents that had the Pfizer one and their friends, they were fine both shots. But the Moderna people, the ones that I heard, have a harder time the second. I mean, that's what I heard. I could be 100% wrong about that.
Yeah, and the thing I was worried about is if they didn't have Moderna, then they would give me Pfizer. So I would have one Moderna and one Pfizer. So then, if they would rather you have another shot than not have another shot. But good thing they still had Moderna for me.
Oh, I didn't realize that they can give you two different shots from two different companies.
Yeah, they don't like doing that, but they will.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know that was the thing. Okay.
Right. So I got the little card and put it in my phone, and I don't know what I'm going to need it for. I don't know if one day we're going to be asking people for them, but...
Yeah.
Got past it. Fine now.
I'm jealous. I would love to be vaccinated and be done with it.
Mm. Yeah, so that's the new rude thing, is asking people, how did you get it? Why did you get it before I did?
Oh, that's different. Okay, asking somebody if you've been vaccinated is not rude. It's in a judgy way. Like, why did you get it before I did? That I understand. That is, I could see why that's rude.
Right. You're young. You're healthy. Why right. are you, if you're 80 years old, I understand. If you're my parents, right. I understand.
Right.
But they're saying to ask people anything about their health is rude. But when it comes to this, you know, and the people, there's some people that I've told I got it that are, well, I'm never going to get that. You know, they look at you differently now. So
I am jealous, though. I am jealous that you got both shots.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, you got on a list. I'm on all those lists. It's just that no one's called me. I have one list they send you, like, what number you are. Mm-hmm. I'm number 1,378,000.
Yeah, but that's only one building in New York, though. So you should get through them pretty quick. I mean, you should have it before the next week or so.
I don't think the next week or so. I'm hoping by April they get to my age group.
April's the next week or so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it's going to work. So now they're doing 60 plus here in New York. What are they up to in South Carolina?
I have no idea. Oh, I don't even know.
So if you're 60 years of age or older, you now qualify here in New York.
Yeah, I know here if you were a smoker, at some point you can get it.
Right.
So just start smoking. Smoking's fun. Go get a pack of cigarettes.
But see, that's the thing. How can you prove if you're a smoker or not? Why can't I just lie and say I'm a smoker? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how somebody can say they're a smoker. I guess when you go to a doctor and you click off all the things, you know, do you do drugs? Do you smoke? Do you drink? You know, you've clicked that off on your, and I'm so proud to be like, no smoking, no drinking, perfectly healthy. And I didn't realize that, you know, all these years of being perfectly healthy puts me on the bottom of every single list.
Well, what you need to do is
getting
you need
this vaccine.
Wear like they did in the '50s, like a white T-shirt, and put a pack of cigarettes in your sleeve, and walk into the place like that.
Well, if I do, then they'll be like, "Well, you're clearly over 65 if you're dressed like that."
Come on in, and you're a smoker. Come on in.
I always said I should lie about my age the other way. That way people can be like, you're 80, you look amazing.
Yeah, now you want to be 65.
Right. Well, you look 65. You look 40. I can't believe it.
And I'm a smoker. And I just did a line of coke. I should get right in.
I have a friend who got vaccinated who is younger than me and healthy as far as I know. And she's a graphic designer, like, but she works from home at her computer. Mm-hmm. So she has there's nothing on the list that would qualify her. I was like, how on earth did you get a vaccination? Which isn't rude when it's your friend. Mm-hmm. She goes, I said I had asthma and they didn't check.
So your people are lying to get in.
Yeah. But I don't know. But you can't lie here in New York. You need to make an appointment ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So how do you make an appointment ahead of time? And then I guess you make an appointment, say you have asthma. I don't know. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
Well, people like teachers, can they get in?
Oh, yeah. No, teachers are already on the list. Most teachers in New York are already. Yeah, most teachers in New York are already vaccinated. In fact, school is back to session, back to normal for a lot of schools because teachers have all been vaccinated.
Oh, okay. So lie and see your teacher.
No, you got to prove it. You got to bring a pay stub.
Oh,
you got to bring either a letter from the school or a pay stub or something. You know, you got to.
I love that you checked in all this.
Are you kidding? Of course I did. I was like, I could say I've got a PhD. I could say I'm a teacher.
You're a doctor. Yeah, you have a doctorate.
But you can't just bring your doctorate. You have to show that you're a therapist, that you have a license, that you're registered. I got none of that stuff. Mm. You know, so I don't qualify for anything. I'm just sitting here waiting until Cuomo and de Blasio decide it's my turn.